A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are discussing about the bombing of a music concert in Manchester, England, by suspected suicide bomber.
A total of 22 people were killed and dozens injured, some of them seriously, when a suspected member of the Islamic extremist terror group ISIS, Salman Abedi, detonated an explosive vest just outside the venue of a concert by young American pop musician Ariana Grande.
The threat of global terrorism affects millions of Zimbabweans who are now resident in several cities of the world.
To discuss this topic today, please do join us. Phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and it will be very easy for us to call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on the threat of global terrorism posed by Islamic extremist organizations. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo kambezu lukandaba mthwakazi omuhle siyalambulela kuhlelo Diaspora Forum esilwenza maviki wonke ngolwesithathu lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lwamalwa ecatsha abokholo lwesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo abenhlanganiso ezifana labo ISIS labo Al-Shabaab lezinye ezinjalo Boko Haram lokunye okunjalo. Siyazi ke ukubana abantwana beZimbabwe sebegcwele umhlaba wonke jikelele okwenza ukubana nxa sikhangela udubo lolu balakho ukuthi bafinyelelwe lapho ababe bekhona kumagumbi amane omhlaba. Jonga
wonke unye yatiri kuziya nasi ndiyoyo Ugandanga uri kuitika munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Tine mucherechedzo uchangobva kuitika musuwe muvhuro kuManchester kuguta guru rekuEngland uko muLondon. Matinonzwa kuti vanhu vakaurayiwa vanosvika makumi maviri nevaviri, vamwe vanodarika makumi mashanu vakakuvara zvakanyanyisa mushure mekunge munhu anga akazviteya nebhambu aputitsa pane imwe concert pairidzwa nechizvarwa chemuno muAmerica. Chizvarwa cheAmerica chichangopedza kuridza, vanhu vaakubuda, ndopakaitika chiitiko ichi kuManchester uko. Tinoona kuti kuLondon mazuva mashoma apera paWestminster Bridge pakaitika zvakare chimwe chiitiko. Munhu akanga achityaira motokari akatsika vanhu, pakafa munhu mumwe chete, vanhu vakawanda vakakuvara. Hazvisi zvega zviitiko. Svondo rapera muNew York, mumwe munhu akatyaira motokari yake muTimes Square akauraya zvakare vanhu vane chitsama, vakakuvara vanhu vakawanda zvakare. Zviri kuitika munyika dzakawanda. Masangano ari kunongedzwa nemamwe anotobuda pachena achiti tisiri kuzviita. Tine masangano akaita seISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram nemamwe anofurikidza mwero. Mazhinji acho achizonongedzwa kuti anenge achidyidzana kana kupinda muzvitendero zvechimoslem. Nhasi mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi tine Muenzi atadaidza pano pamastudio edu. Muenzi chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara kunyika yeNetherlands, hanzi muguta guru reNetherlands rinonzi Amsterdam. Tina vaShon Macheza inyanzvi munyaya dzeumhetura nokufambiswa kwamashoko kana IT. Nhasi tati vatibatsirewo nokuti tinonzwa zvakare vanhu vachitaura kuti kushandiswa kwakuitwa social media nevanhu kumwe kwezvinhu zviri kuita kuti nyaya dzeugandanga idzodzi dziwedzere kana kushandiswa mukukwezva vanhu kuti vange vachipinda muugandanga. Saka tati tinge tiinavo nhasi uye taitaurombo rakanaka vari kushanya muno muAmerica. Tinogamuchirai pachirongwa vaMacheza.
Ndatenda, thank you very much.
Thank you, welcome. Chris, ndofunga unga tanga ukanda chibagira chema tzenga nzungu kuna wamacheza.
Yes, mnumza na macheza siya kuamgela kuhle.
Niyabonga, Chris.
Yeah. Uyezwa utaba la pesilalo la mhlanje, terrorism. Ungasitjela nje ukuthi wena, njenga lapho eNetherlands ovela khona, odabuka khona, siyazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe bagcwele umhlaba wonke. Ungasitjela nje ukuthi ludaba oluphathwa njani lapho ovela khona.
Mbona ludaba abantu abakhuluma ngalo nsuku zonke lapho kwenzakala khona into enjengale yenzakala eManchester. Uyazibuza la ukuthi how njengoba mphuma nje la mina siye edolobheni sithi ngiyethengisinkwa or whatever kuyini enzahlangana lakho lami ngiyimi nje umuntu lo ozidubulayo othwela ibhomba utargeta amadatsha ngithi yikawata abakuchoyo kodwa mina lami sengatholakala lami ngikhona apha ngithi sendlimala. So as Zimbabweans were everywhere. Mina la ngikhona eNetherlands ngingathi umbe ngazabantu abayi 50 kumbe sisiya ku 100. Usuku ukhangela eBrussels bakhona abaningi amaZimbabwean, eBerlin baningi amaZimbabwean and sokwenzakale already eBrussels, eParis, eBerlin. So uyazibuza ukuthi ah njoba mina nse Amsterdam yithe sesele yini kumbe next time yithesilandelayo njoba ikulesitimile ngisigadayo mina nsuku zonke ukhona owabanje ethwele umbhobho. Ungazi ukuthi befunga kuzamana.
Mhm.
Kusijayisa ngovalo kakhulu.
Mhm.
But you know the countries that have been affected so far and also those other countries that are yet to be affected by these acts of terrorism, they are beefing up security. Do you think that will deter would be suicide bombers?
I think in the end, it's very difficult to have any sort of mechanism that can guarantee 100% safety. And I think that's actually what the terrorists count on. They know that the only way you can be 100% safe is to stay in your house, never leave. And that's actually just 99% because they can still come to your house. But terrorists thrive on stopping people from living a normal life. I was watching on Facebook today, people were saying, why is the Manchester City game going on today after what happened yesterday? But for me, it's a sort of defiance to say, yes, there are people who are terrorists who are trying to make life difficult for people. But the only way to actually fight against it is to say, regardless of the fear you're trying to put in us, we're going to live our lives normally. So you will never be safe 100%. And you might as well live your life the way you should. I've been to many other places where people suffer from even much more frequent terrorist attacks. It's said that it becomes such big news in Manchester. But I was in Nigeria 2 weeks ago. And people from northern Nigeria where I was working, they deal with this as almost a daily thing that's happening in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But life goes on. When my mother asks me or my family, they say, but you're going to this dangerous place. I say, but there are people living there and they wake up in the morning and they live their lives regardless. So that for me is the power of putting away fear and just living life.
Defiance.
Yes, Mr. Macheza, we note that you are an IT expert.
Well, not necessarily not, IT, yeah, no, communications specialist, yes.
But when you look at the recruitment that these groups have been doing, it's mostly through the internet. So since this is your field, at least you have some knowledge. Can you share with us what you think about these recruitments and the dangers that the internet poses?
Yeah, I think always when we look at the internet in general, at social media in particular, there's always these two sides of a spectrum that are struggling against each other. The first one is privacy, and the other one is security. Like, the more private you are, the less people can know about what you're doing, the less government has access to what you're doing, the less they can keep you secure and safe. Because the same privacy that you want makes it easier for terrorists, for people who have bad intentions to actually also communicate. So you have it when people trust the people, those in power, and trust them with access to their communications, they're taking a very big risk because you're giving them access, but then you never know. Maybe the next time the next government you have will use this exact same access to do bad things. But all I can say is that as individuals, as ordinary users, not the big tech companies, or just as people who are on Facebook and who are on WhatsApp, the main thing is to always be the end node for a type of message that encourages terrorism, that encourages this type of conflict. So don't share stories like that, and don't spread hate, but rather be the one who stops the spread of such messages.
Zvakureva
kuti pese pandosangana nemunhu akapfeka nhumbi dzechiMuslim ndakubva ndatoti munhu achazviputidza pana apa nditi handichadi kugara pedyo naye, handichadi kutaura naye, ndakuti takutogadzirisa kuvengana muvanhu. Kwandiri haisinzira yekurarama. Handingararami nichiti pese pandabuda ndikasangana nemunhu asina kufanana neni ndotovhunduka ndoti uyu munhu anogona kundiuraya. Saka I think inyaya yekungogara wakangochenje era nayo wakatarisa kuti if anything likely happens, zvatinoita isusu tinoita nenyaya yebasa rangu, nekuti dzimwe nguva ndoshanda munzvimbo dzinenge dziri dangerous, dzinenge kunana Pakistan, kunana Nigeria. Munoita training, handiti modzidziswa kuti pane situation yakadai so zvaunofanga kuita ndeizvi, zvaunofanga kuita ndeizvi. And zvakawanda zvatodzidza imomo zvinowanikwa paintaneti. Saka inyaya yekungoitawo research, yekungoziva kuti pese pauri woziva kuti in a situation yakadai so this is my response, ogarawo uri ready. But readiness haifaniri kuzoita paranoia, kuzogara wakangotarisa kwese kwese uchitya uchifungidzira kuti munhu wese auda kuzviputidza pamberi pako.
Mnumzana Macheza, siyasibone lapha kuFacebook abanye bathi yikho njengokutsho kwakho lapho ukuthi you know they can be recruited, umunye adinga umsebenzi in a proper way, in a proper manner. But then sokusiba lakhonoku udaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo ukuthi you find they say they have an appeal. Ama terrorists on the internet abantu bayabona ukwenzakalayo. So wena nxa ubukhangela ubona ngani how can that be stopped or reduced at least?
I think the main thing is opportunities and reducing exclusion. What happens, what motivates people to end up joining some of these terrorist organizations, in my perspective, is that they feel excluded in the communities they are in. They feel left aside. They feel they are not being taken along in this story, in this great march of civilization. And so the best thing is to make sure that people feel that they are part of the community, that they are incorporated. When you go to places like Brussels, there is a place, there's areas where it's said, okay, there you don't go if you're not a particular type of person. This is not to generalize, but it's because there are some neglected communities and then some encouraged to participate. In Nigeria, the same thing. These young people who don't have access to economic opportunities, who don't have access, who don't see a better future, that means working together with other people, they are the most vulnerable targets for terrorists. So in our own countries, we have to make sure, in countries like Zimbabwe is a very small Muslim community. But do we really count them as part of us? Do we really take them along with the development of the country? And do we also are we also careful about how we refer to people from this different religion, these different places? Zimbabwe is a Christian country, yes. Zimbabwe is a traditional religion, but we do have a not so substantial but still existent Muslim community. And we have to make sure that we don't have... I've seen a video on social media lately with a pastor... talking to God. It's the one with the young girl who claims that the Minister of Education is trying to destroy Christians or something like that. You know, for me, it was definitely a recipe for marginalizing people. Because people start to think, oh, these Muslims are here to change our education system. The minister is Muslim. This is what he's doing. I have no reason to believe any of that. We have to always stay objective and to never paint a group of people with the same brush.
Thank you so much. Regai chinzwe kune mutereri wedu kutanga. Tina Constable Simbarashe vari ku South Africa. Makadi Constable Simbarashe?
Ripo hedu makadi ni vakuru.
Aiwa vakuru ndimi ka tatonzwa kunzi Constable irengi kai.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Ndo chokwadi chaicho icho checho.
Eh, saka muri kupinda chipurisa muri ku South Africa here kana kuti muri kudi?
Akana, iko zvine zvano, hatisi kupinda tiri ikoko, tingori kumusha kwedu ikoko.
Okay. Aiwa, saka tipeiwo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura.
Yeah, nyaya iri mudare rei ndiri kuinzwisisa chaizvo, and inyaya yanetsa through worldwide yese, because mukatarisa nyaya iri kubata-bata maMuslims, ipo zvine zvi mukatarisa like President Trump wekuAmerica ikoko. Vari kubva kunetsana nemaChristians ikoko nevamwe vari kuti no hazviitwi kuti vakakwanisa kurambidza maMuslims kubva nota sapinda muAmerica handiti. But manje ngatarisa kuti kubhombwa kuri kuitwa vanhu ivava kuri mabhombera ava vari kuita maMuslims, because problem iri kubva kwaMuslims. Tisipari kubhombwa munongonzwa kuti munhu chitendero cheMuslims. Tisipari tike chakati kuti mabhombings kuuraya vanhu maMuslims. Saka zvinoreva kuti hatisizori chitendero chavo ndo chinovapa here kuti vauraya vanhu kana kuti dzidziso chaiyo chaiyo chingavepo chai chaiyo ndeipi, because ndakazvitarisa panyaya yekuti tivadzidzi pave nedzidziso panofanira kuve nekudzidzisa kuva kwegwaro rakanaka, especially kumakereke avo avanopinda vave nekudzidziswa, especially kubva vari vana vacheche vakone kuziva kuti kuuraya munhu chinhu chakaipa. Plus kuita zvekuti zvekare tikaona kuti social network iripo mazuva ano yave iri kumazuva ano ndo imwe yaakukanganisa yaakuita kuti kuurayana kuri kuitika ikoko, especially matargeting avanenge vachiita kune dzimwe nyika vachiuraya vanhu, especially pakaungana vanhu mungave mumachechi mungave nepai kana maconcert like zvakaitika izvezvi kuUnited Kingdom marimwe nezuro ipapapo. Zvifaini dzacho kuti zvinhu zvinosiririsa, zvinhu zvinoshamisa, and zvinhu zvisingafaniri kunge zvichiitika izvozvo. And even thoti hurumende dzedu dzikawedzera security, you can't identify kuti munhu uyu munhu anokwanisa kuparadza munhu ari panapa, uyu munhu amire uku munhu anokwanisa kuputisa bhombo, haukwanisi kumufungidzira, haukwanisi kumuziva. Saka nokudaro tiri kuona kuti security pachezvayo haifaniri kuve visible, kuti ive visible ioneke munhu wese anenge ari pachiitiko, pangava pamusangano, pangava pakereke, pangava pai, mukati imomo kana pakere mungava mukereke, munofanira kuve mine vanhu vanenge vari movesecurity. Vasaita like izvi zvaitika kuLondon zvekuti paitika zvimwe zvinhu, but vaanonga kufungidzira kuti munhu ndinhingi, but havana more information yakakwana kunyatsoona kuti ndiani mazvona. Saka nokudaro tinoti ngapaine security iri invisible isingakwanisi kuratidzika kupublic kuti pane security iri kuchengetedza zvinenge zvichiitika panguva dzakasiyana-siyana. Ungava mukufamba mumatauni, pave paine security inenge ichifamba isiri kuratidza kune vanhu kuti security mapurisa, masoja, chii mazvona.
Asi manje mukoma Simbarashe, dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita seva vanenge vari masuicide bomba haasi munhu anombomirira kuti pachazonzi paitwa zvokuti ndionekwe here kuti ndine chakati kana kuti handina, anongotora mukana wokungoti pakaunganwa kana pane security papa anotongouya achizviputisa. Tinoona kune dzimwe nyika uko vanotongosvikopinda mukamba yemapurisa kana yemauto otoputisa mabhambo ouraya vanhu iye achifa.
Yeah, ipapo, yeah, I think it's a difficult way kuti vanhu tikwanisi kuita tackle out this issue iyoyo, asi ndinoona kuti ndozvezvimwe zvinhu zvinokwanisa kuti at least tinokwanisa kushanda nenzira idzodzo mazvona kuti tikwanisi kuita combating that crime iyoyo, because vanhu ivavo tinogara navo mudzimba nobano amudzimba plus social vanhu vero they are communicating and muri kunzwa kuti vari kutaura kuti okay paitika chakati kuti munondo vava kutotaura kuti ICU yaputisa bombo Boko Haram yauraya vanhu vane nepenyuro dzavo dzavanadzo handiti saka tiri kuti but vari kusendisa chi communication dande mutandira muri kutaura irori ndiro vari kushandisa saka tiri kuti on the other side foot again vanhu ivavava vemasocial networks vari kuprovide masocial networks kuvanhu ngavakwanise kuratidza kuti kune ruzivo rwekuti munhu kana achisenda meseji kana achinyora meseji pafacebook kana patwitter kana pawhatsapp vakwanise kuidentifya kuti meseji yakaipa haina kumira mushe vakwanise kudetekta kuti iri kubva pakati vakwanise kupa warning kune security inenge iri munyika imomo kuti pakati pane meseji iri kubuda pakati ichienda kwakati kuti iri kuda kuuraya vanhu vakwanise kurana kana kustopa that issue.
Regai tigonzwa tichasvitsa mubvunzo iwoyo kuna vamacheza anofunga vakunzwai muchitaura. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Simba Rashi.
Tatenda henyu nokubata runhare rwangu.
Aiwa tinotenda. Chris is just saying I think there's need for plain clothes security. He's calling them invisible security. And you also said the social media gurus or the companies and those who use it, they should be able to identify or detect messages that could deem terror content. I don't know whether that's possible. We'll ask Mr. Macheza after your caller.
Okay, Mjonga. Silo Mpofu, also South Africa. Mpofu, kunjani?
Sabona Christian.
Hayi siyaphila. Ungapi kwe South Africa?
Randburg.
Oh, Randburg. Kunjani Randburg lamhlanje?
Hayi namhlanje hayi bekushisa bekumabandi kakhulu.
Ah, okay. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ukuqala Chris ngicela ukubuza ukuqala before ngena kulezi zinto zabo bokuqala. Kanti mfethu isindebele lesishona mali bali news akufani.
Ye kwesinye isikhathi kuyehlukana kancane.
Ngoba into dade ngikhuluma ngoba ngobe ngifuna wena vele ngoba nguyabubala. Then mini ngizokhuluma ngomnumzana uthandirayi. Namhlanje ngizokukhuluma ngomtoko eshonini but esintini kabe kungabalwa.
Kukhulunywa ngobani ngomtoko?
No, ngomtoko, obaba umtoko.
Oh mpoko
lo ulokuzenu uzule ba ekhuluma ngomphoko ngaqaphela ukuthi mhlambe ngizozwisisa kahle kuntungameni ngazo kungakhulumi.
Oh hayi kuthi ukuthi kwesinsikhathi kuyehlukana kuthi ukuthi kuyeqile lapho hayi siyaxolisa kakhulu.
Yeah, lilungisa madoda sengikuza kaningi uJonga ekhuluma indaba ezinye ezimnandi ngakufika kuwe ngingazizwa so hayi ngiyadlula lapho bengithi lungisana nti madoda ngithi silalela istudio 7
hayi sizalungisa.
No mina ngifuna ukubuza wena Chris ngabantu laba ukuthi awutshele mina ukuthi laba bantu nxa sikhuluma ngabe bebulala abantu kanje kubulawani Boko Haram nale ISIS mina ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi amandla okuthi bayenze zonke lezi izikhali abaziphetheyo yonke lento bayithwelaphi Chris?
Hayi anti lapho abavela khona abanye bakhona kule oil amafutha la ezimota la ayabaninga imali bale mali kakhulu.
So umuntu yabe eba supplier ukuthi bavukele umbuso lo akayaziwa yini lo muntu ukuthi no amadoda njenge asithi Boko Haram ihlala egangeni so izikhali ezinzima ezingakana kwenangothola bezikhipha lapha sizibona nezimoto abahamba ngazo angazi bazithathana so utsho ukuthi into ekhoza linto asho ukuthi kufanele kulungise leyo nto kugovernment lo kuze abantu bonke baphile babe loku asithi mhlawumbe babe lokudla okunye mhlawumbe kwenziwa yikuthi balambile abantu dasayi besilwa kanje mhlawumbe ugovernment yabe ngasupply abantu ngokulingana mhlawumbe abantu baphethe indlala somewhere yikho sebevukela umbuso kanje kumbe beyenza zona ezizinto ezi so
Kodwa hayi ayisondlala kuphela ngoba ngombono anti liyazi baba ukuthi ngabe simoslem ukholo lwesimoslem bathi bona kukhona okunye aba okungalandelwa kahle kufana la se Nigeria ukuthi ukuze kuthiwe Boko Haram uBoko Haram yisihlobo yisi Arab esithi sona imfundo imbi yilubala yilubizo lakhona lonene njengoba lisitsho njalo ibizo lakhona nxa bona sebebona abantu sebefunda ikakhulu abantu abesifazane bethi kabamelanga bafunde kumele babulabo nabo abafundisayo yinhloso yabo.
Ngoba into ebelokhu ingethusa ukuthi no man abantu laba into eyenza ukuthi bebe lamandla kangaka ngoba iBoko Haram inamandla buti manje amandla yonke lawa ushuta kulamanye amazwe abancedisayo laba abantu ukuthi bebe so yinto ebelokhu engizibuza kho futhi okunye kwesibili untombazane lo muntu ozidubulileyo eManchester into emenza ukuthi ezebe nesibindi ethathe amabhomu efake emzimbeni eyobulala abantu ngemva kwalokho uthelani yena uthenjiseni
bathi uthenjiswa kumnandi ezulwini khonale ngafika ezulwini.
No hayi madoda asikhulekeni ke ukuthi abantu bakithi njengobana begcwele umhlaba wonke so kungabaveleli kulawo mazwe amaziso alamaBoko Haram alabantu bamamuslim. Sembakhulekela ke abantu basezimbabwe ukuthi impela nje ungani ilizwe lingalunga bakwazi ukubuyela ekhaya mhlambe kungayifika kuba lempi ezinjalo.
Hayi kulungile, hayi lathi siyabakhulekela sibili siyafisela sibili ukuthi hayi bengahlangani lokuwo.
Ya yazi every day nje ngiyabe ngikhuleka into ngabe kungaba ngcono ngoba ngapha e-Southern Africa khona lezo zinto bezisesengcono bekungakabi bed kakhulu kodwa ngendlela ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe balambile beyogcolakala kulezo zindawo ngoba balapha.
Hayi kwezwakala, hayi sibongile kakhulu ngombono wakho baba Mpofu.
Okay ngiyabonga Chris.
Yebo.
Okay.
Jonga Mr. Mpofu, had a number of questions. Of course, the first one was nothing related to our topic. He was worried that sometimes he misses some stories. He said today there was a story about Mpogo, which he was expecting to hear it in the Ndebele language, which he understands, but it wasn't there. And then he goes on to say that he's worried or he doesn't know understand why groups like Boko Haram, you know, have all these resources. Where are they getting them from? And also, why are they doing what they are doing? And apparently, he wasn't aware that Boko, it's all religious based, and he was thinking that maybe because they are not allocated resources in their countries and so on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like marginalized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you know, that's one issue that people fail to understand why someone who is from a wealthy family, a well-to-do family, but he can leave all that and join these groups. That's, I think, the strength of radicalization, maybe through Facebook or through social media. And one of our callers, or the first caller, Mr. Simbarash, he asked if there are no ways to detect some of these messages that people sent on the social media.
I mean, this is a question that a lot of people think is the difference between security and privacy is that you want to be, take for instance, right now in the United States, you had the case of the San Bernardino shooting, where the people who were involved in this attack had an iPhone. And then you're trying to get the Apple company to create a backdoor in their iPhone so that they can actually open up a person's messages regardless of whether they have their privacy settings on or not. Mm-hmm. This is very difficult to agree to because it's a slippery slope. If you say we're going to monitor the messages and we say we're going to have keywords if someone is attempting to plan an attack or whatever, what it simply means is that, first of all, it's highly labor and processing intensive. It's intensive to do that. You can't identify and detect everything. People have code names. People have different ways of communicating. And even if you had access to what people are saying, it would be too difficult to keep track of everything. There are some places where it's very closely monitored. China has got a very clear cyber monitoring mechanism. North Korea has very simple cyber monitoring mechanism. But are these the societies we want to live in? Do we want to live in places where sometimes everything you say and do, even in your bedroom or in the privacy of your own home when you're chatting with your girlfriend, it can be seen by someone who has the excuse that they're doing it to keep you safe? So this is something that we have to really keep in mind when we say we should have invisible security. We should have. Can you imagine also even with a town and around you, ngama security? They have it in Israel. Israel is a very heavily secured country, right, because of the possibility of attacks and threats. But does it make for the best living conditions? No, it doesn't, because and it still happens that sometimes you get attacks. So we have to be very aware of some of these things that we think may be solutions, but may actually simply be creating another problem down the road. So it's not that easy to simply identify and detect via social networks and technology. The second question that came up was the one on the source of money, where the money comes from. This is a difficult one to say, but indeed there are some societies that are marginalized. I think of the conflict in the Nigerian oil delta, which is slightly different from what you have in places like Kaduna, where I was, in the northern eastern sides of where you had Boko Haram. It comes back to what I said earlier about being marginalized and not having access to some of these resources is what's going to push people to go and do something. Mm-hmm. And the problem is rather that this is also a whole religious element to it. And as the last caller was asking, uthola nomuntu wena ukthola umnikisibindi ukuthi azibophela ibomba I is dubula kulemfundiso azitholayo from abantu abathathi isiMuslim basisebenzise ukwenza into engayisiyo. Ayisikho ukuthi wonke ama-Muslim anjalo. Ayisikho ukuthi yimfundiso yama-Muslim. But kufana the same umuntu ozathatha iBhayibheli alisebenzise ukwenza ezinye izinto ezingayisizi esizaziyo ezisebhayibhelini. Siyakubona kwenzakala these days. Uyathola omunye edlisa abantu utshani. Uthola omunye sithi ekhaba umfazi le umuntu wesimama elesisu. Ubona umfundisi emkhaba kumbe asazi ukwenzelani. Omunye nathi sabantu iphethu.
Abanye
besidla inyoka ngithi. Yinto esiyaziyo sonke leyo ukuthi hayi eBhayibhelini engilaziyo mina. Akukho lapho esitshelwa khona ukuthi senze into enjalo. And ukuthi sithi amaKristu wonke awonakele ngenxa yalokho, mbona siyabe siphambanisa. So the same thing with ama-Muslim. Wakhona isiMuslim sikhona esaziwayo okuthiwa no izinto zenziwa kanje bese siba khona abanye abafana lalabo abadlisa abantu inyoka yibo labo abatshela abantu ukuthi bayizidubula belimaza abanye abantu. So we have to understand that difference.
Yeah, Jonga, you know, in Zimbabwe, of course, the terror threat is not, you know, as pronounced as other countries. But I think it was last year, there was a meeting between Minister of State Security, Kembo Mohadi, and his Zambian counterpart. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they met and they were discussing this issue. My own observation was that they should have included South Africa because it's the hub of, you know, the Southern African region.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the threats posed by, terrorism, especially in the Southern African region?
Yeah, I think what you see is there is indeed, I'm not privy to all the conversations, but there are multiple levels of approaching not only cybersecurity but also national security. There's an annual conference. I was at a conference in The Hague, for instance, in the Netherlands, the Global Conference on Cybersecurity. This is where you have all the big firms attacking it from that level. But the problem is you can have the big picture, but a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So even places like Zimbabwe, which may seem as if they are not really that important for the fight against this type of crime, like this terrorism and all of that, if a terrorist comes and places himself in Zimbabwe as his base of operations because it's easier to be there and not be detected, then it means we're a weak spot in the war against terrorism. So even if there may be some problems amongst countries or whatever, people have to find a way to work together. So they should include South Africa, they should include Zambia. We should have a regional policy that makes it possible for people to share intelligence, share information, to find out what are the best current methods that are being employed to ensure safety. The only unfortunate part is that, of course, usually it implies having more security means access to more of people's personal messages. And if a government has access to that, they could easily simply use it to maintain themselves in power.
Oh, thank you. Rekaende kubatei muromo taita vamwe vari kupinda pachirongwa mukoma McDonald Chimbizi vari ku UK. Makadi vachimbizi.
Fara kunge ndine mimi pachirongwa manherana.
Aiwa tinotofara kuti tista kukwezva kuti munge muchiuyawo muchitambira chikumbiro chedu chekuti mupinde pachirongwa. Tinoona kuti ku UK kwamuru kune dambudziko rakaitika nemusi wemuvhuro iro. Zvii zvamungataurirawo vana veZimbabwe vakateerera pane inonguva?
Manherano ndinongobatana nevamwe vari kuchema maererano nekudeuka kweupenyu kwakaitika musi weMonday. Andifunge kuti manherano tingade kuspecify kuti muri zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe chete, nekuti semaonero angu vakomana vari kuita zveterrorism havasi kusarudza. Vari kungoti chero vakangofunga kuti vada kuputisa mabhamba avo abatanidzwa. Saka the only thing I can say is just to try and be safe and minimize the risk, but how you can prepare for that it's difficult, other than just praying to God and just pray that you are safe all the time.
Imi mamuri kuro zvakadine kwakaitika tsaona.
Ini ndinogara chinhambo chidiki ndingangoti about 5 miles from Manchester Arena, but ndinoshanda muguta guru iroro zvekare. Uye the Friday before ndakanga ndatombopfuura napo paarina, but anga ari makuseni. And panga pakanyarara pachiratidza kuti hapana zviri kuitika. Inini personally I've been to the arena to attend a few concerts. But runyararo rwakanga rwuripo rwakandikatyamadza, ndikati this is a bit weird, but obviously pakazotambirika news yekuti paitika tsekwende pashaika upenyu hwevanhu, zvakaita kuti bvudzi rangu rimire kugotsa kuti saka dei ndakanga ndiripo ndikadai ndakatobatanidzirwawo.
Inga zvakaoma vachimbizi. Regai tinzwe kuna vagande vanenge vada kukanda mubvunzo.
Vachimbizi, you can also speak Ndebele.
Ndine urombo ndinokwanisa kungotaura chishona nechirungu.
Okay, so Mr. Chimbizi, can you tell us how the atmosphere is like right now, especially since you live just a few miles from the place where the bombing took place?
Right, so at the moment the mood is a bit mixed. It's somber, it's sad. People are fearing for their lives and they believe there might be an imminent attack. As you can imagine, people have lost their beloved ones. Some people are still missing. Some are in critical condition. So there is tension and, people are not really settled. I was in work yesterday. The mood within the workplace itself was just sad, broken-hearted, and everyone feared for their lives, and it's going to take a lot of time for things to return to normal. Manchester is a city that was attacked back in 1996, although this was not a suicide bomber. It was the IRA terrorists from Ireland. It is a city that is still recovering. That event is still fresh in people's minds. So to have another attack of this magnitude, really... Manchester is also a city that is recovering, that is experiencing a lot of regeneration, a lot of attention through the major football teams, which are Manchester City and Manchester United. But above all, what has been amazing about this whole event was the spirit of Ubuntu exhibited by people as soon as news filtered about the tragic event that happened at the arena. People were helping each other, donating blood. Taxi drivers switched off their meters, helping people transport them back to their homes. Nearby hotels provided overnight accommodation. And one thing that needs to be mentioned and be reminded to our listeners tonight is the fact that this was a concert that had predominantly young children. And now everyone is important in life, but when somebody does such a barbaric act and kills innocent young children, you've got everyone's attention, and the mood is just that of despondency. And people are trying to lift themselves up, be determined, business as usual, but it's not an easy task, Chris.
And Manchester has a sizable population of Zimbabweans. Is there a possibility that some Zimbabweans may have been victims?
At the moment, I've been following this case closely, Chris, and fortunately, there have not been any casualties of Zimbabwean origin. But there's a lot of information that has still not been processed yet, i.e. the number of people who are still in hospitals, some still yet to be identified. So who knows, maybe in the next few days we might get news. And I pray to God that none of my fellow Zimbabweans are amongst the list of casualties. But like you rightly said, Manchester has got a sizable number of Zimbabwean nationals that are based here. And I am keeping my ears to the ground and just check whether there's been any casualties from Zimbabwe.
And what has been the mood of the Zimbabweans in that community?
The mood, obviously, is that of fear. A lot of Zimbabweans, some are bus drivers who go into Manchester in and out. I work in one of the financial districts in Manchester. People go into Manchester for their shopping. So aside from nationalities, everyone is just fearing for their lives. This was totally unexpected. This has happened right in our backyard. It's different from Boston. It's different from Paris, where it's another news item on a news channel. This is right in our backyard. We've got some churches around Manchester. And, you know, all of a sudden, everybody is fearing for their lives and just extra alert than we would normally do, Chris.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Vachimbizi. Manzwa zvekutaurwa navachimbizi vamacheza. Inguva inenge ichi netsa vataura kuti ngatiregei kutarisa Zimbabwe maZimbabweans chete kana zvitaro zveZimbabwe chete. Ngatitarisei dambudziko sezvariri. Zvimwe chete zvamamuchitaura kuti hazvisarudzi. Asi tichitarisawo magarira atichiita, tichitarisa nokuti pakaitika tsaona dambudziko rakadai, unotanga kutarisirwe kwako pamunoverengana, takakwana here, hatina, tozoonawo kuti koneibha yangu tichienda tichidaro. Tichitarisa dambudziko irori kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, nokuti kune vamwe vanenge vachitanga kutozvinzwa saizvo zvokuti handu zvakaitika. Munofunga here imi kuti zvingatadzisa vanhu kuti vazobuda vachiendawo kune dzimwe nyika? Iyo zviri kuitika zvino, kuti kuna zviri kuitika mungava mundege chaimo, kuna vanokwira nemaleptop, vane bhutsu dzinenge dzakatakura mabhambu nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Chinonetsa mukoma nechekuti rufu runokuwana chero kwauri. Ndo hakusi kupusa kufunga izvozvo kuti aiwa chisiri kufa chii, handiti. But mazimbabweans tiri kwese ndo for many various reasons vamwe tiri kumabasa vamwe vari kutsvaga upenyu huri nani vamwe vari kutumirwa vari kutera vavanoda but tiri kwese and chokwadi ndechekuti tinogona kufamba tichitya nguva yese but kurambidza kuita zvaunoda kuita nenyaya yekuti umwe munhu ari kukuvhundutsira zvinotoreva kuti ndokukunda kwake saka muzimbo ngarambe achiwanikwa kwese kwaari kuda kuenda achiita zvaanoda kuita nekuti atingaregi munhu materorist achiwina
kuramwira munda kumakudo
yes
Yes, Jonga Silo Limgani Ncube ose Botswana. Siyakubingelela Ncube sikwamukela kuhlelo.
Ayi siyabonga ba.
Yee ungapi kweBotswana?
Eh mina ngihlale eGaborone kodwa kwakathi singisendawo nekuthiwa kuseTsabong. Ngiyenza i-fiber optic.
Oh, i-fiber optic. Awungasi pa imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje.
Eh udaba lolo hey luzima kakhulu. Eh ngizile nje ubaba oyigest lapha ekhuluma eh ukuzama ukubambanisa abantu ukuthi ulama extremists ngapha la ngapha. Eh mfuna ukukhuluma kakhulu ngapha ama Christians lawo ngoba into eqathekile ukuthi abantu mele bakhuleke ngoba akulula ukulandelela i-cyber crime njengoba echilo kodwa lezi nsuku ungakhangela khona la sesChristian abantu abanengi sebethethwe luduma abantu abanengi balahlekile ngenxa yokulandela ezinye izinto ezithile ezinjengama miracles ngake ngezwa likela ukuthinta futhi ukuthi uyathola abantu benathiswa ipetrol here and there abanye behlisa utshani okuyinto engavunywa leBhayibheli kothe ngiyakukho iBhayibheli liyakhuluma kuMateyu sisahluko I think ngu 24 verse ngu 15 ukuthi nxa libona amanyala encithakalo athiwe ngumprophet uDaniel emile endaweni engcwele ofundayo makaqaphele so izinto lezi kuzima ukuthi singazimisa ngakwethu ngokwenyama kumbe ngamandla ethu singasebenzisa amapolice la kama ama kuchibukwe kwathinta ukuthi kungenzwa kungakhethwa abantu amapolice la angaqoka impahla ama plain clothes la kungasiza to a certain extent even abantu baba bahlonyiswe kakhulu kweze IT kungasiza to a certain extent kodwa into emele sinanzelele ukuthi we are in a war iBhayibheli yathi ukuthi we are fighting but our fight is not against flesh and blood but it is against the principalities into yasemkhathini le ukuthi ama Muslims singabakhangela sithi ngabantu ababi kodwa le into esemkhathini akumelanga ukuthi sikhangelane lana emanzini thina abantu ngoba uJesu laye wayakwala ukuthi khona sizondana uthi yena love your enemies and do good to those who hate you so bona laba benza into ezimbi kumele thina sibathande njengoba uJesu wathi kodwa into emele sinanzelele ukuthi sisempini we need to fight and impi nxa singayinqobanga emkhathini kusho ukuthi khona into le izaqhubeka isihlupha kodwa iBhayibheli lakusho ukuthi isikhathi zokugcina kuzokuba njalo
hayi kuyezwakala hayi sibongele kakhulu mnumzana Ncube
hayi nathi sibongele kakhulu libe lobusuku obuhle
ye sibongele
zvakaoma tina mukoma Elliot Chris vari muSouth Africa makadi mukoma Elliot
ndiriko zvangu makadi ongoma jangu
aiwa tiri wapenyu ngoti gaga kutya kwemukwasha
hayi nyaya iyi kutotisa ematerrorist but I think is ikonzerwa ne ruling government noti vanhu avani aida kuwadzisa government noti ida pasina zvokupikisana negovernment inenge ichitonga panzvimbo iyoyo pamwe pangadai pasina zvematerrorist No, can I government? Let's say, for example, our government is Zimbabwe. One end, I don't talk about what is Sabuti, a Pamwe, Anga Chinji, Matongira, Akikano, Anga Pum, Kanoko Tonga, that's a Mutuna tourism, Nanya, which I do.
Asika tombotarisa sezvakaitwa kuManchester izvi kana zviri kuitwa kune dzimwe nyika izvi zvekuti kazhinji vanhu vanenge vachikonzera kuurayiwa kwevanhu ikoko vanhu vanenge vasitori nechekuita chakanyanya nehurumende inenge iri munyika mavanenge vari vanenge vari vaine midzi yavo kune dzimwe nyika uko
I was able to get a ruling government.
I was able to get a little bit of a Saka tichizotuma nhume imwe chete kuti mutungamiri nhingi chimirira vanhu ndozve zvichiitika izvo achiitawo makore ake achibva aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Eliot hamene kana mune mubvunzo wamurikuda kupa tina vamacheza vatiinavo muno mustudio pamwe chete navachimbizi vari kuUnited Kingdom kana mune zvekuvabvunza kana kutaura navo tisati taonekana nemi
Wananyanya kuda kubvunza ndewe vamacheza vanangu kuti vari ku Amsterdam ndizvo handisi
izvozvo
magariro acho akafanana here nezvekuitika kune dzimwe nzvimbo fanika kunana America ne Britain
zvinotonetsa mukoma nekuti unenge uchitoona kuti zvaitika izvi zvaitika ku Berlin pari padhuze pari pedyo Sterik zvaitika pa Brussels pari pedyo Sterik pandandi gere chaipo inini mu Amsterdam pane akabatwa nemapurisa ari muchitima akanga akasenga pfuti hazvizivika nekuti changa kakaronga chaicho chii saka zvinotongotyisa asi zvinoenda mumashure mepfungwa handiti background noise up until panoitika zvinenge zvaitika kuManchester izvi
Hey, asaka zvautongoda kuti munhu otogara wakazvingwarira nokuisa mwari pamberi kuti pamwe otherwise
ndochokwadi hapana kugadzirira hapana chaungaita kuti uti ndagadzirira kwakungonamata chaiko kuti tifambe munyasha
mwari pamberi
thank you so much mukoma Eliot thank you so much
yes Mr. Chimbizi are you still there
Ndichiripo mkuru wangu, yes.
okay, yeah, Mr. Chimbizi, we saw that shortly after the bombing, there was a burning of some Muslim churches. They call them mosques. What is what from what you are seeing? Do you detect any hatred or fear of Muslims as you walk around?
All right. Maybe before I answer a question, I need to give a bit of background about the makeup of Manchester itself. Manchester is it's like a melting pot. It's predominantly a town full of different nationalities. But in the last 15 years I've lived in this city, I've noticed that the Muslim faith has gained a lot of ground. A lot of areas are populated with mosques. So automatically, as soon as news filtered that the bomber was of Muslim faith. There are a few indigenous people, a few English people who felt that they had to revenge. And obviously, a mosque is symbolic. It is it represents the faith in which the perpetrator represents. It was just one isolated incident, because obviously the UK government wants to be seen to be promoting plurality, peace, and they wouldn't want to start a civil war or based on people's belief systems. There is a notorious organization called the English Defense League. Time and time again, they always want to whip up the emotions and say Britain back to Britain, to the Britons. But you know that in 2015, that's not going to happen. The world has changed so much with globalization. 15 years ago, who would have known that we would have Zimbabweans, a huge chunk of Zimbabweans residing in Manchester? So you will get a few elements in society who want to, you know, attack those symbols of representing that faith. So it's been an isolated event, and the police has been quick to clamp down on that.
Oh. Oh, okay, yeah. Good to hear that, Junga.
Mm. Vama cheza, ameno kana muine zvamunga taurira vana veZimbabwe tikona nguva dzinenge dzava kumhanya. Tinoziva here kuti munhu haugona kugara wakagadzirira. Asi dzimwe nguva kungogarawo zviri mufungwa mako kuti kana kwakadai. Ndinotiza nepapa kune mbeva imwe inonzi mbende, anzi inogara yakagadzirira nzira yekutiza nayo. Pane zvingaitwa here nevana veZimbabwe vari munyika idzo dzakasiyana siyana kuti kana zvinhu zvakaitika zvakaita saizvozvo vane mararamira vangaita zvamunoonawo. Nekufamba kwamaita
ini chandingangoreva ndechekuti vanhu vaverenge masecurity anoi masecurity recommendations kungoedzawo kungoziva kuti best practice paitika chinhu chakadai so kudii, asi hapana kungogadzirira kwaungaita. Asi chandoda kunyatsotaura inini ndechekuti vanhu tizvipe mukana kunzwisisa zvinoitika muma kuchimuslim tichinyatso kuzvitarisa oteka kuti takamirawo papi. Inyaya dzekusanzwisisana, inyaya dzekusapanana mukana wekuti umwe nomwe ataure. Inini ndakatanga kutaura nemumuslim ndane makore ari more than 20. Kutongotaura nemunhu ari mumuslim vaingonzi ava havasi havatendi zvatinotenda, havasi vekwedu, zvakangodadaro. Saka inini I just like to encourage Zimbabweans to take the chance to use social media not only to protect yourself but also to open yourself up to ideas and understand how other people see the world, because it makes it easier kuti oziva zvekuita paunosangana navo, oziva zvekuitawo kuti tisawedzera vanhu vanoenda vachinojoina Boko Haram. So let's learn more about people who are not like us.
Thank you so much. Tina mukoma hasla vari kuBotswana. Maswera sei mukoma hasla?
No, ndaswera maswera.
Nguva dzinenge dzakutandanisana, munongoziva hanzi kuno hakuna extra time kana injury time, saka ngodimurai.
Ndaona kuti nguva yachina inenge yapera, but all the same, terrorist and all that stuff, it's very, the word terrorist is very subjective. Murudi Anon Saint Nelson Mandela, up until 1996, he was classified as a terrorist in the Americans. Murudi Anon Tokyo Sequela, just 2 years ago, was detained at an airport because his name was on the name of terrorist. So that word, Regunzi Munanon Zim terrorist, it depends terrorist, because no one is talking from the Palestinian point of view. Right now, it's a two-state solution, which has never been implemented. My Palestinians, they are going through hardships in Opura and Zimbabwe every day because of the Israelis, Bagatka baking, Nema Americans, Nema British. This is why these bombs are going off in certain countries. And the people in the Middle East, Havana, that military power, Evutivar, when the Americans get to get. As a result, they are trying also to take the war with Mrugaram Chitura every day. My Americans, how does it feel to lose your loved ones?
But
all those kilometers, these are the things that the general populace in England.
Nguva mkoma hasla nguva dzabva dzapera nguva Chris
what are we doing
mkoma hasla thank you so much and would like to thank everyone who managed to get through all our callers including of course our in-house guest Mr. Macheza. We also had McDonald Chimbizi, who was calling us from the United Kingdom. That's it for tonight, Zimbabwe. Good night.
Toti morara zvakanaka ndini jonga kandemiri vamacheza oneka izvenyu vatereri nevatariri
atenda vatereri thank you very much siyabonga.